The world's largest secondary school's Pacific Cultural Festival, Auckland Polyfest, is back for 2021. Polyfest now marks its 45th year after COVID cancelled 2020 and the Christchurch terror attacks disrupted 2019. Significant financial challenges were overcome to bring this year's festival together, and event director Seuli Terry Leo Mau spoke with Dominic Godfrey about what people can expect at Polyfest 2021 and started with some of the challenges following recent cancellations.
I guess we were in jeopardy. There was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing with the financials and just trying to get the financials for this event. So yeah, we're really excited that we can finally announce that Polyfest is ready to go in April.
So you've got some good partners behind you that have helped you get back on your feet financially.
Yes, so of course our ASB, our naming rights sponsor, is back with us again. We've been really honoured to actually get some of the funding from our government agencies, in particular the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, who had put into the budget last year the Pacific Festivals Fund. So yeah, it's been really good. I think through that whole process of looking at funding, we also got to meet other providers and other my counterparts who are also running festivals around the country and going through the same thing.
How has this affected this year's festival in terms of what's going to be on offer?
I guess we really wanted to make sure that we just provide a platform for our students to come and perform and express themselves. What's really been affected, I guess, is just making sure that we manage and have a good COVID-19 plan going into this event. So what I guess it does look at is that our budget doesn't cater just to the normal in-person festival on site at Manukau Sports Bowl. It's actually also exploring a digital strategy that looks at a virtual event should we happen to lock down again.
The theme of this year, you're continuing last year's theme, of course, because last year didn't happen. This seems even more appropriate now than for last year.
Yeah, it does. I mean, thanks, Dominic, for that. It is about healing the body, mind, spirit and soul with the strength of culture. And the board were very adamant that we needed to continue with the theme. I guess it also allows the students, because they already put together performances for this particular theme, it meant that they could repurpose and reuse the performances that they already had prepared for 2020, or just polish up or add in some new components as they prepare for this year.
And there's two less stages this year, right?
Yes, as part of our COVID-19 plan, we wanted to spread out our stall holders and our stages just a little bit more. So two of our stages are no longer running, but they have been combined with another stage. And we're also combining our speech competitions for the Pacific stages.
Polyfest, ASB Polyfest, it's the largest festival of its kind in the world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that, yeah, we as Aucklanders, as New Zealanders, should be proud of, that we've got this festival that is the biggest of its kind. It was celebrated in one of the UNESCO magazines a couple of years ago. Is one of the best cultural events in the world. So, we've got something very special here, Dominic.
Event director Seuli Terry Leo Mau. ASB Polyfest is on at Auckland's Manukau Sports Bowl from the 14th to the 17th of April.